Okay, we're holding in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, bottom of the Amud. As like the Mishnah Shefer Shenizdak V'Tibgay Apostle. So if you have a Shefer which cracked, and we're going to see that the type of crack that we're discussing over here is it cracks down the length of the Shefer. Even though you are medapik it, you stick it together, it is possible. Rashi says it's possible to have a lay kishnei shefres. The Gemara later on is going to make a distinction, and it's going to say that if the crack is horizontal, then at times that will be okay. So shefres is like a difficult possible. Dibek shivrei shefres possible. So too, if one sticks together bits of a shefer, also it is possible shnei shefres nikev. The sosmai, if there is a hole in the shefer and one is sesam the nekev, we say the following: imma akivis tkiyah pasul. If it prevents the tkiyah from coming out the sound as it did before, it is pasul. Vim lav, it is kosher. Hatakiyah l'tichabor l'tichadus l'tichapites. We saw this before. Someone who blows into a different shaped pit. Or pites, we said, is a type of barrel. We say imkol shefer shama yotza, imkol havara shama la yotza. So if a person heard the clear, direct sound of the shefer, their yotza. But if they heard an echo or an unclear sound, then la yotza. V'chein mi shahaya oivra achiri beis haknesses. Similarly, and there is a question as to whether or not this v'chein should be is that the correct gear stick? It doesn't really seem to be the exact same concept, as we'll see. Misha yoreva achiri beis haknesses, someone who is behind the shul. Oisha haya beis samach lebeis haknesses. V'shama kol shefer kol megillah. They happen to overhear the kol shefer, the kol megillah. Imik even libo yotza v'im lav ala yotza. If they had in mind to be yotza the mitzvah. And from here we're going to get into the sugya of mitzvah shrichas kavana. We have this sugya in brachas also. Im kivin liba yatsa the im lav ala yatsa. We had in brachas that if a person was kera, and it's higiyas man shma, im kivin liba yatsa, le kivin liba la yatsa, which bepshuta seemed to imply that mitzvah shrichas kavana, and the Gemara was able to be matche, and that was the sugya over there. We're going to have a similar sugya over here. Concludes the Mishnah. Ava visha ze shama vaze le shama ze kivin libay vaze le kivin libay. When you have two people, they live in a similar location, and one had kavana, one didn't have kavana, therefore one is yotza, one is not yotza. And as we said, the Gilyan writes from the quotes that Tesis Yom Tov, who says one should not be curious the word v'chein, because it's not really the same inyan as the previous din in the Mishnah. Fine. So I'll be Gemara. Tana avon an aruch. The kitzrei kosher. You had a shefer, and you are makatzer it. You make it a little bit shorter than what it was. It is kosher. Tesis writes three lines down in the wide lines. Aruch the kitzrei kosher. It's trich lashmeinen. The leitema the pasul mishum dechsev of a havarta. We're going to see in the sugya. We're going to see in the sugya later on that the din of a havarta is going to teach us that it's got to be done the normal way that it's taken. And once you start to change it and change the shape and change the form, and then that's a lack of a havarta. Whatever you might have thought so to over here, it's a problem if you just shorten it. Kamash, we say that's not a problem of havarta, that is kosher. Gardoi vehemido al gildoi kosher. So you're here we're speaking about where you scrape the shefer. You make it very thin. Vehemido al gildoi, Rashi says, gelad dak. So I don't know, you take a file or sandpaper and you rub away at it, that is kosher. Tzipohu zov, if you cover it with gold, we saw this before, v'makam hanachas peh is pasul, shlei v'makam hanachas peh is kosher, we'll see more about this soon. Tzipohu zov mi bifnim is pasul. If you put some gold inside the shefer, it's pasul. Rashi says, shahatkiya bazov. Because the tekiah is taking place in the gold. You need to be tekiah the shefer, you can't be tekiah gold. So tzipo zav mivivnim is possible. What about if you put a layer of gold on the outside to beautify the shofar, to adorn it? And there is a deal in the Poskim about adorning the shofar. Is it a good thing? And what types of adornment can you do? So if you are mitzafed outside, Pashtas, one would have thought, Zekeli v'anveyu, there's always a din to be miyapa, a chepsish or mitzvah. Talas na, sukana, ludav na, and so on. So if a person was mitzafed the outside of the shofar, so we say the following, im nishtana koilei mikamesha haya apostol, vim lav kosher. If by adding the plates of gold on the outside of the shofar, you have now changed the sound, so then it passes it. Even though we're going to see that kol or koleis are kosher l'shofar, but if you've changed the kol from what it was originally, that is going to be problematic. In the Shana Kodim, it can be shy as possible. I'm lav kosher. Now, Nikkei, what if you just have a hole? V'sosmet. We say, im ma'ake v'satzkiya apostle. V'im lav kosher. Like we saw this before. You fill it up, assuming that it's not ma'akev, the sound, it's fine. It could be a very, very small hole, and you fill it in, and there's no change whatsoever. It's kosher. Nosen shaper b'seich shaper. You take one shaper, you stick it inside another shaper. So we say, im kol pnimi shama yotze. So you blow now at the thin side, the narrow side of the shaper, and we say the following, im kol pnimi shama yotze. If you hear the kol pnimi, then yotza. V'im kol chitzin shama lo yotza. Tesa says, 5-6 lines in the wide lines, im kol chitzin shama lo yotza. Shehakol yotza ba'avir shebein chitzin v'pnimi v'hainu beize gimel shefres. So you're hearing the sound of the kol is being generated by the avir between the chitzin and the pnimi, and therefore it's considered to be like it is a couple of shapers. It's kosher. Again, we mentioned this already before. If you scrape away, be it the inside, be it the outside, it is kosher. Garde v'himidal gelde, if you do it so it's so fine, it's still kosher. Hiniach shefer b'soich shefer. We said in kol pnimi shama yatsa, in kol achitzin shama layatsa. Hafchay. The Takabai, if you are mahapech, you take the shape, and we'll see what this means in a minute, but somehow you are mahapech it. Does it mean inside out? Does it mean something else? We'll see. Hafchay, the Takabai, lo yatsa. You are not yatsa, we'll see. Amr Papa, lo yitema da hafchay kikituna. Don't say that the only time it's going to be possible when we say if you're mahapech it is if you're mahapech it kikituna. Rashi says, towards the top of the Amad, Kikituna, Kafichas Choluk, Lasis Pnimi Chitzen, to make it inside out. In other words, you immerse the shofar in boiling hot water, and you're able to manipulate it, and you're able to literally turn the whole thing inside out. Don't say that then and only then, if that's the case, when it's going to be possible. Ella, Shehir Chivisa Katsar, the Kitzresa Rachav. But it means, again, you immerse it in hot water, and you take the wide side, and you make it narrow, and you take the narrow side, and you make it wide. That is what we mean when we say, Hofchei v'takabai, you're mahapech the wide to narrow, narrow to wide, and that is going to be a problem. My time, Kedar of Masna, this is what we quoted before in Tesis, is the Amr of Masna, v'havarta, the Pasuk says, v'havarta shefer trua v'chedish ha-shvi, this is by the shofar of Yovel. It uses the Lashon Havarta, which we know we learn the shofar of Rosh Hashanah from the shofar of Yovel. And Derech Havarasei Ba'inin. There is a requirement of Derech Havarasei. Interesting, Shaila, he brings quotes over here. He quotes a suffix of the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says, which of the two shofaris is better to use? Shofar shel ayil she'ena kafuf, so it has the mila that it's a shofar shel ayil, but it's straight, and we pass him that it's preferable to be kafuf. So he says like this: shofar shel ayil she'ena kafuf ukigin she'ikmei aydei mayim chamim, and you now go ahead, you started with a shape of an aisle which was straight, you put it in Maim Chamim, and now you cause it to be bent. It was a different animal, but it was already kafuf. I don't need to do anything to change it. That is a suffix of the Prima Gadim. What he points out is that nevertheless it's mavur from the Prima Gadim that he holds that you are allowed to change the shape of the shofar. And that doesn't seem to be a problem of shalei kederech havarasi. In other words, here the Gemara is saying that if you take the wide side and you make it narrow, wide, okay, that's already a great change. But if you just bend it and so on, that is okay.
Without the sound changing.
Say again?
No change in sound.
In which case?
By bending it from straight to wrong.
It has to be, they don't change it, no?
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. The question is, you know, surely if the sound changes, then it should be a problem. I know one thing which I didn't get clear. We're going to see. No, I mean I'll just throw it out. The way I understand, and it's going to be move over from the Gemara, that the Gemara speaks about some type of a bone, which comes out, let's say, of the animal's head, into the horn. So in other words, the horn, the shofar which we have now, it's not like that originally. You have to kind of remove the stuff inside. It's called the zacharus. So you remove this bone, which is sticking into the actual horn itself, and then you kind of fix up the shofar. Now, presumably, you could either kind of not process it too much, and it will produce a certain sound, or you could remove a little bit more of the zacharus, and you could be meshafshif a bit more. And you might be mishafshif a bit more, and you might be mishafshif a bit more. But surely, this discussion of changing the sound very much depends as to when you said, okay, this is my shofar. In other words, you can have Reuven and Shimon, that they have two shofars from the exact same animal. Everything is the same. They both remove the zacharus, but then depending on the way each of them kind of manufacturing process might depend on how thick. As we said, you can be meshafshef it and you can make it very, very fine. We said it's kosher. So this whole discussion of being meshan, if it changes from the koil, some it means that there was a shofar, a heft of a shofar. Now it got a nekev in it. Ah, it's got a very fine nekev. Does that change the sound? Or if you're seisim it, does it change the sound? But it's once you already have a fait accompli, I have my shofar which produces its sound. And now something happened to it. But it could be in this case where you have the narrow and wide, and you say, actually, I prefer this side to be wide and this side to be narrow. Maybe in that case, so long as you're still in the process of kind of making your shofar, maybe we wouldn't say this thing of nishtana kol. I'm not sure exactly.
Surely nishtana kol is only in the case where a new material has been added. Anything else you do, if it's nishtana kol, doesn't lead to a problem. Obviously, all these acts—the scraping, the bending—will change. Will change the
that's
pitch.
What I'm saying.
Will so, change something.
That's what I'm saying.
Make so, it shorter.
Right. In other words, so therefore, it's established to say that it's only once I have my shofar, then we say you have a shofar and it produces sound X. Oh, and now something has happened that produces sound Y. That's no good. But so long
Why?
As
that
I
would still be okay.
I'm sorry.
That would still be okay unless you introduced a foreign material.
No.
The shofar you use the last 20 years makes one sound. If you make it shorter, it's going to change its sound.
No, but
that won't pass a bit.
So maybe the case of making it shorter is before you've started to use it. If you have a shofar and you have a hole in it, and you don't add any other material, and now the hole makes a different sound, it's a problem.
You're hearing the sound of the hole.
What's that?
The hole is affecting the sound. That's absurd.
So that's absurd.
You're not hearing a pure shofar.
Well, I'm saying you're hearing a pure shofar, but it happens to be because there's a hole in it. Because there's a hole in it, it's now affecting the sound.
Yeah.
But what is the correct sound? How do you know what the correct
There's no correct sound.
There's no correct sound.
Kol ha-koil is a kosher.
You mustn't be mishanet.
It can't be mishanet. I'm just saying, you know. I'm saying you can't be. I'm just assuming that it's only at a particular stage, once I have my shofar, then I say, yeah.
The shofar, which was designated from when he grew. But you can see that it's not. The master is that every time you make it thinner, you will be definitely changing it.
You're saying every time you make it thinner, but yeah. every time you make it thinner, yeah, sure. Every time you make it thinner, as soon as you walk in the kitchen, as soon as you walk in on the left is the tablecloth. As soon as you walk in. I'm just saying, I don't know if every time you can make it thinner. I don't know if you can make it thinner every time. I don't know if you can change it. No, because I mean, you know, what's that?
It says right now, the way it's going to stay, the island width, so you can make it shorter as well.
Yeah. So I'm asking, is the case of making it shorter at any time?
Any time you can make it shorter.
So I just didn't understand, because if any time you can make it shorter and you make it, you change the sound, so then what's the problem?
The kashrus of the shaykh is still there.
What's that?
As long as the shaykh is still kosher.
No, but if you have a nekev in the shaykh, it's still... No, it's only... Why is it undersh? Because it changes the sound.
Yeah, but...
It's only because it changes... Why?
Change.
The psul is only a vivite that it changes the sound. It's right. Only because it changes the sound.
As long as the shofar is a shofar.
It's still a shofar.
No,
both of them are shofars.
No,
why? 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 So what? If it doesn't change the sound, it's okay.
It's not
why not? So what? There is Zot, there's Dasein Shalom.
I mean, we do.
No, it says if you change the sound. It says if you change the sound. I know, we'll have to see.
Art Scroll actually quoted Yerushalmi.
There you go.
Saying if the hole is not plugged, the shofar may be used.
Right, but what about
because
the sound?
Because he said kol ha-shofar with the hole.
But what about
not plugged?
What about the sound?
He says, those will say, no, that is, it's forbidden. It's machlokes. It seems to be Yerushalmi says yes, and Ritva and Bir Halacha say, you can't.
It's alright, because you're changing the sound. Right. Okay.
Right.
We'll see.
Often they change the mouthpiece. Some people like it straight, and some people like it.
I know. Could be that doesn't change the sound at all, though. That probably doesn't change the sound. Okay. We'll keep it in mind. Just something to think about. Fine. Now we said, Divik Shivri Shafra is possible. If you stick together bits of the Shafra, it's possible, we said, because Shafra Echadam Rahmana Velay Shnayim Vishala Shafra. Sarabaran Hoysa Velav Kulchu, you add Bain Bamina, Bain Shalai Bamina, whether it is from the same material or from a different material, it's possible. Nike Visasmai, there's an Ekev, and you fill it up. Bain Bamina, Bain Shalai Bamina is possible. Reb Nosson Omer b'mina kosher shlei b'mina pasul. Reb Nosson disagrees, and he says if you fill it up with its min, it is kosher. Shlei b'mina is pasul. Now, we said that you fill it up with the kola koilis kosher state, right? Yeah. So we said b'mina is kosher. If you fill it up with its min, it's kosher. So on this din of Reb Nosson, and this is how we paskin, that's why the Gemara is getting into it. Amar Rabbi Yechanan v'hu shenishtayir ruboy. So in other words, if you have a hole in the shofar, and we said if you fill it up with its min, it is kosher. Says Rabbi Yechanan, what? I can have like hundreds of holes in the shofar and just fill it up. And so says Rabbi Yechanan v'hu shenishtayir ruboy. You still need that roiv of the shofar. Remains intact in the original shofar. Ushnishtaya Rubai. Says the Gemara Michlau, the Shalei B'mino, if you fill it up with a foreign substance, the Shalei B'mino, Afopi Shnishtaya Rubai, it's going to be possible. Even though one single hole, you fill it up with something else, no. Shalei B'mino, there's no din. Interesting, why not? I mean, you usually go Basa Raif? No. Here, even though it's Nishtaya Rubai, you fill it up with a foreign substance, it is possible. I thought it means of shofar, as in the min. Yeah, that's what I thought. Now, Ika the Masla a Sefer. Those who learned this din of Rabbi Yochanan on the Sefer. We said in Reb Nosson Shalei B'mino is possible, and on that on Rabbi Yochanan v'hush nifchas rubai. I mean, it's only if it's tarzi l'reis, if you've got two chisroines. Number one, it was nitchas v'rubay. Number two, you filled it up with shalei b'minay. Then we say it's a problem. Hush nitchas rubay, nechlal de b'minay. Mashmad in the case of where you fill it up with the same min, avapish nitchas rubay, kosher. Because at the end of the day, it's all shafer, and it doesn't make a difference, or lots of holes in it, it's fine. We said suppose of mi bifneim is possible. Mi b'chutz im nishtana koylei mikamesha haya possible. Im lav kosher. We said nisnak la'orikoy possible. That's what we saw in the this thing in the mission of nisnak is possible. Whereas la'roichbay if the crack is to its width, then we say im nishtayer b'yishir tkiya kosher. As long as there is a shir tkiya which remains, it is kosher. Im la possible. What is the shir tkiya? If you're holding it in your hand and you're able to see lakan lakan, some of the gears are lakan lakan tefach, that is, then it will be kosher. So again, the case of nistak, if it is la'arka, the reason why it's possible is because the assumption is that seifoi it's going to open up, even though right now it hasn't opened up. But the assumption is that it will open up. So already now, we say that it is possible. Hayakoloi dak avaitzarud kasha. Whatever the sound it produces, it's kasha shakol hakolois ksherin b'shefer. All the pure sounds which come out of it are kasha. There is a deal, there's a discussion as to if a person is doing a tkiya. And it's a kol pashut, but the kol pashut kind of goes up and down in its tone and so on. Is that a problem? Ikra din, the Rishonim seem to say that it's fine. There are machmirim based on our Shulei disk and that he's machmir. But ikra din, they say, in any sound which comes up, it's a kol pashut, it might, you know, change and so on. But they say kol hakolos are kosher. So you are a kideach. Say again. I don't think it makes sense. The question is, if the reason why it's horse is because he doesn't have it positioned properly, I don't think it makes a difference, even if it's not necessarily. Yeah, or as long as it is, you know, it's kia, kol pashut, kol shavur, it is fine. So they are kideach, they kind of drill out the inside of the horn, and they're tekeah, yotza. So the Gemara says, if you look at Rashi towards the middle of Rashi, kodchei nakvay v'kostal kadaitach nekev anachas peka amar. I mean, you bore out a hole where you're going to blow through, and we say it's kosher. Says Gemara Pshita, kulu nami mikdach kodchu lehu. That's always the way that it's done. You have to hollow it out. Amar Rashi shekodchei bezachrusay. Now, what do? You're kideach in the zachrus. So Rashi explains. Rashi says, "Shekodcha v'zachrus, kishu mechuber bebehema, etzem boilet min harosh v'nechnas l'soichay." So whilst it's attached, so there is a bone which protrudes from the head and it goes into the horn. U'mitzien oisay mitoicha. That is removed. V'zeh lo yhoitzioy. This fellow did not remove the zachrus. Ela nokav es hazachrus. But he made a nekev in the zachrus, and that's what he used, and he blew. So he blew the whole thing, but he didn't remove the zachrus and blow in the horn, in the shofar. He blew with the hole through the zachrus, and that's what he did. So maudetema, and by the way, the Rishonim say, was it Tesis, the Ritva, someone says, maybe the Ritva, that it's pashut that you cannot use the zachrus itself. In other words, you can't remove that, make a hole in it, and be tekeh with that. That does not have a chalit hashem shofar. But here we're just saying you make a hole all the way through this bone, and it remains inside, and you're tekeh with that. So the Gemara says that works. That is okay. So ma'odetema min bimino chaitzitz. I might have thought it's the problem. Even though it's the same min, I might have thought min b'mina chaitzitz, kamash malon, we say it's still the same min, and therefore, legabi the chatzitza, it's not considered to be a chatzitza, and therefore it's kosher.
If you leave the bow in the actual tofu, it doesn't come out. It must come out. It maybe it wouldn't come out a sound at all.
Well, it seems clear that you're obviously producing a sound, otherwise there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah?
Right?
It's all the way through.
It's got to be that you produce a sound.
Yeah.
If you leave it inside, it's a strange sound.
Yeah. Okay, we said a tekel tirabar l'tichado is a person is blowing into a pit of sorts. Amar Avuna leishanu ella la'isan ha'im dem al svas habar. Meaning this that we said that we made this distinction a tekel tirabar l'tichado is ella tichapites. We said it depends what type of a sound you hear. Is it the real sound? Is it a kol havara? And so on. Says Ravuna leishanu that there's an issue. Those people who are outside, they're by the edge of the pit. Those who are on the svas of the bar. Those people who are inside, that's fine, says Rashi. Shehein kala shefa lo'ilim shamu. So we're saying a person is tekea into a bar. So we said, oh, did you hear the sound of the thing or the echo, kala havara? Say that you can make a chilek between a kol havara and the actual sound itself for those people outside, those people on the svast. Those people are inside, 100% fine. Tanya amyachi. Now, tekele tekabar tekadus yotz, ayvotan la yotza, elalav shmamina, kidra avuna, shmamina. Those people inside, they're always hearing it directly, and therefore they're always going to be yotz. Ego, the rami lamir. But some people ask this as a kasha. Ravuna was a mistira. Ravuna came to the rescue. Lekasha kan la'isan ha'indim al tzvas habar, kan la'isan ha'indim babar. Fine. It's an interesting question. The question is, what about an Eitz Chaim? You know, where the Ezra's Noshen is Lamala, and there's like a, you know, there's an area of, I don't know, a couple of meters by a couple of meters, and it goes up. So there is a deen as to what exactly is Kalavar. Everyone says an echo is a problem. An echo is a problem. But, you know, the question is that exactly the only Taichin Kalavara? They say it's got to be the clear first sound of it. You can be far away, but as long as you're hearing a sound which is clear, a clearer thing. Once it's, you know, in a place, what's that? Once it's distorted, it's, what's that? It's like, you know, they say, like in the Bell's Beis Medrash in Yerushalayim, you know, they designed it in a way that the acoustics and things will kind of, you know, as long as you're hearing it firsthand and it's not, you know, things bouncing around, and therefore that compromises the clarity. A microphone. A microphone's a different story because you're never hearing the thing itself. You're not actually hearing the thing. I mean, when microphones and telephones came out, there was a discussion that you can be outside because you're hearing it, and then they subsequently said you're not hearing it. It's, you know, your waves are broken down. You're hearing something else, and not the same thing at all. Okay, I'm a rabbi. Some of the years a rabbi. Shama miktus tkiya babar or miktus tkiya al sas habar yotza. Person heard some of the tzkiya in the pit and some on the edge of the pit is yatza. What does this mean? So this we're going to see with the havamin of what we think rabba means, and the gemara is going to change. Rashi says, "Kosal gedaiter the hachika amar haya oimed hu bisvas habar." One person was on the side of the pit. The haveray tekeh bebar, and his friend was being tekeh in the bar. The yoytze lechutz, and the fellow in the bar is yoytze lechutz, yotze b'chatzi hatkia. So he's yoytze with half of the tkia. V'ashmin and acha de b'ktas nami yotze. So let's say Reuben's in the bar, Shimon's outside of the bar, Reuben is tkia in the bar, Shimon here is a kol havara originally. And then Reuben comes out, and Shimon hears the end of it. That's what we think Rabbi means. So Shimon makes a tzkiya bebar, meaning the fellow who's outside heard the first bit whilst it was in the bar and it wasn't good. And he hears the second bit outside, yotza. Mitzitzkiya kodim shiyala mudashachar. Umitzitzkiya l'achar shiyala mudashachar lo yotza. Similar type of case, in that the fellow is being tekiya, one long tekiya, and let's say it was 4 seconds long, 2 seconds were before Alayis HaShachar, 2 seconds were, let's say he did it for 8 seconds, you know, it was 4 seconds on either side of Alayis, we say lo yotza. Rashi says, kodim amud HaShachar, lav zimnihu. It's not the right time. Kedarmina b'mesechus Megillah, kol hayeim kashlat ki shayfer, the yel of time and yeim tzura yelachem yeim b'leilah. And we know the day begins at Alayis HaShachar. The Gemara says over there in Megillah that lechatchila you're supposed to wait for Netzachamo, because a person might make a mistake between pre Alayis and post Alayis. But if a person heard after Alayis, a person is yotzus. Here we say, but if you heard some of the tzkiyah pre Alayis and some post, loy yotzah. So Amar Le Abaya Maishna Asam. What's the difference in the first case? The Ba'inan Kula Tkiya Bechiyuva Veleka. Haganami Bin Kula Tkiya Bechiyuva Veleka. Meaning both of these cases, the case is the fellow who's on the Sfas Habar, he didn't hear the Shefer in a way which, you know, he can be Yotzeh his Chiyuv. And we say it's not good, and we say it is good. And nevertheless, in the pre-post Alayis Shaila, we say it is okay. We say in the pre-post Alayis Shaila, it's not okay. Says the Gemara, says Rabba back to him, Achi Ashto. Awesome, Laila Lavizman Chiyuvu Klal. The reason why it's no good is because you started to be Tekeh. You did a Maisa Tekeh in his man, which Bchlal was not his man of Chiyuv. Whereas Hacha Bar Makum Chiyuvahu La'isan Ha'imdim B'Bar means the fact that you happen to be on this Svasta Bar and therefore you're going to hear a Kol Havara. Okay, so you're not going to hear it directly, Seder, but the L'maisa was done, the Cheftz of the Tzkiyah was done B'Kashrus, it was 100% Kosher L'Haladez, it's just, you know, you were in the wrong place, you weren't in the right place, and so on. Now says the Gemara, Lememra, discover Rabba, Shama safe tkiya, Bolei tchilas tkiya, Yotza. But okay, so now going back to the first din. So we said, Shama miktis tkiya babara, miktis tkiya al svas babara, kum tois. That if you hear some, if you hear the beginning, but not the end, or the end and not the beginning in this case, because you heard the end, the kashas, when the fellow came out of the bar, do you mean to say that's good? And like we said, that's not true. And we have the same shachavatah that we had before. Toshma, so again, a person is doing, he wants to do a tkiah, finishing off, he does one tkiah, and then he's doing the second tkiah that he wants it to be the end of one set and the beginning of the next set. So he does a very long tkiah, and he wants it to be oila lekan lekan. Talk about Shinao. But by the shneo, mashach mashneo kishtai, and the din is in the other
halachas. I don't understand. What do you mean? He makes the tkiah longer than the tkiah should be.
In other words, let's say he's going between the sets of Malchus to Zichronis. So let's say the last one of he does the first tkiah at the end of his set of Malchus, normal tkiah. The last tkiah, which he's doing at the end of Malchus, he does it so long that he wants it to be the final tkiah of Malchus and the first tkiah of Zichronis. And that we say is no good. Talk about Shaina Namal, Umashach Bishniya, and he did it, Kishtayim, that it should be Oila, Lazer, Lazer, and she says, Umashach Bishniya, Bepshuta, Shalachrea, Kishtayim, and Iskavin Lotzi's Ba, Abyudei Pshuta, Shalafnei Truis, Hazikrenes, Shasid Alav Liskaya, Take of Lazu. So he wants to finish off Malchus, and then he wants it to be the Tzkiya at the beginning of Zichronis. Dog the Brisa ain't biyadi ala afas. If you're telling me that it's sufficient just to hear a part, and that works, so why can't one part be considered the end of one? One part be considered the beginning of the second. And that says the Gemara is a chilek. Psukei tkiyasa me'adadi li poskinan. We're not going to divide it up. I mean, you could have made it 4 seconds. You chose to make it 8 seconds. We're not going to divide it up and say, therefore, it's oila lekan lekan. However much you chose to do, that's going to be one act. Well, that's going to be one tkiah. And we find this in many places. You know, I don't know, in Hilchas Shechita. In Hilchas Shechita, you need to shecht roiv of two simanim by a behemoth. Roiv of one simon by knife. Let's say a person chooses to shecht two complete simanim by a behemoth. And after he's done roiv and he's continuing to shecht, then he does one of the five psulim. Shia, drasa, agrama, halada, ikor. You know, so there's a shayla in the Gemara, you know, Shaba Miyad Basra. What happens if you did it? I mean, it could be, if you would have stopped, that would have been fine. You chose to go on. The whole thing is now considered to be your act of shechita. The whole thing is considered to be one single tkiyah. So the Gemara says that's different because psuki tkiyah samadadi loy paskin. And that we're not going to do. Tashma, atakil, techabar, techadus, aladeh apiteis in kol shiv shama. Yatza in kol havara shama layatza. Now one second. Vamai leipak betchilas tkiya mikameidel erev of kala. The Gemara understands that what usually happens is it starts normal and then it kind of gets distorted. So, and we're also assuming that the sound that you heard originally was long enough that it would have been okay. So, frag the Gemara vamai leipak betchilas tkiya mikameidel erev of kala. Surely you should be yotze with the beginning. Elamai, you see, not like that. You see, not like that. So we are asking Akash and Rabbah, how can you, Rabbah, say it? For the fellow, Shimon, who's outside the bar. Reuven's tekeh in the bar. He's tekeh, he comes out. And then Shimon is yotze with the second half, with part two. But it's one long tekeh, and we've just proven it doesn't work. And with the Gemara name. Pshat and Rabbah is not like you thought. Ki kama Rabbah, but tekeya v'oyla l'nafshei. There's just Reuven here. It's not Reuven and Shimon. Reuven starts to be tekeya in the bar, and he walks up out of the bar. So what about the chiddush? Why would you think that he can't be yetsa in such a case? Of course he's going to be yetsa. Says one of ma'udet hemazim in the mapik reishei v'akati shefer b'bar. The kama arbiv kala. Tabashmalam. And let's say the fellow is blowing down like this, and he's walking out. So he's walking out, and he's being tekeh, and his ear, his head is already outside. So he's kind of hearing it bouncing inside, and then it kind of comes outside. What he's actually hearing is a stage two, or kol havara. So you might have thought that maybe we should ask for it. We're not going to be machmet to ask for it. We assume that it's all happening at the same time. Okay. Omer of Yehuda. B'shefer shel oila loy iiska. In talking yotza, the din is lechatchila, a person should not be tekeya with a shefer of an oila. But if he did it, he is yotza. Let's take a look at Rashi first. Rashi says shel oila v'tolshe mechayim. He removed it mechayim the ilu la'acha zrika. Ein meila leba ira maleba karneha, meaning if it is post zrika, so then that's it. It's a done deal. Shachakol kahanim, the kahanim get the ira and they get the kanayim and so on. There's no shail anymore. So it has to be that this was done mehayim when there still is potential that is a hektish meila on it, and so on. Tezis says over here, one should not be tekeah b'mezid intentionally. The intaka kalimah b'shegeg yotza. Why? The b'shegeg mal, when one mistakenly uses hektish, then it's nafik l'chulin. So it's yotza l'chulin. So then you could be yotza. I will be mazed, ein meila, and therefore never is yatza lechulin, and it remains property of hektish. And therefore, says Tesus, really the point over here is mazed and shaygig. And therefore, says Tesus, ukishim echalig bein oila l'shlamim. In a minute, we're going to make a distinction between oila and shlamim. Haye yachal echalig ba oila gufa bein mazed l'shaygig. We could have made a distinction between Mazer and Shegig. Avlahasht and Achalik, the Shegig Ufe, we're making a distinction within Shegig itself. So let's see. Amar Yudah. Shefer Shal Oila, La Yiska, the Imtaka Yatza. But if you did, you are Yatza. Whereas, the Shefer Shal Shlamim, La Yiska, the Imtaka, La Yatza. By Shlamim, we're saying that you should not be Tekea, but if you did, you're not Yatza. Says go my time. Oila Bas Me'ilahi. The cave in the Mo'aba, Nafkele Lachulin. Once you are Mo'al, then it is Yatza Lachulin. Where Shlomim, the Labani Me'ilaninu, there's no Me'ilanit. If you look at Rashi in the middle of the page, Shlomim Labani Me'ilaninu, the Ein Me'ilah B'Kachim Kalim, Ela Be'imurim, Ula Achazrika, Kishahuvaru, Lechele Gavaya, but there's not going to be any Me'ilah in the Kanayim, in the Shofar. Shlomim, the Labani Me'ilaninu, Me'ela Isuruhu, the Rachivu. So the Isur kind of remains on it. There's never a case that you can remove the Kedusha and say that it's no, you know, you've been mal and therefore you can use it. Therefore, the Isser remains on it, is Isseru de Rahavu, V'lay Nafkilacholim, and therefore it's not going to be Atzalacholim. Now, Frag the Gemara, Maskev la Rava, 1 second, Amos mal. But how does it work? When does Me'ilah take place? Labasa de Taka. It takes place post the tkiya. Meaning, we know that the klal by hekdesh and me'ila is when you've been mishtamish with it a certain amount, then it's yatzal chulin. Then your mal, it's yatzal chulin. So when were you tkiya? Before me'ila. Emas mal lebasa detaka. Kumtoy is kika taka bi isura kataka. So when were you tkiya? You were tkiya whilst it was still in a state of isur. And therefore, how can you make this distinction between Oila, which is a Bar Me'ila, and therefore you can say you're Yatza, and Shlomo, which is not a Bar Me'ila, and say you're not Yatza? By both of them, you shouldn't be Yatza, because the Me'ila takes place only after the Tzkiya. So the Gemara says, Elam Rava, you're right, Taka, Echadzeh, Echadzeh, Lo Yatza.
What's the role of the Shefer in the Shlomim? In other words, would you have to be played it after you've offered the shlamim before you can use it?
Yeah. So.
And what about the iron?
Yeah. Yeah. So that is what the Ritva says about this also. That's why. The Ritva says like Rashi. He says like this. He quotes Rashi first. I'm reading the Shiva Shal Eila Pirish Shatol Shemichayim. Like Rashi said, Dilach Hazrika Eidne Eila Filip Oira. Shehakola kahanim, and therefore, right, if it's after you did the shechita, there's not going to be any me'ila on the shofar, because it's, you know, the R goes to the kahanim and the shofar also. So then the question is why should you not be tekea even the chatchila? So it says the Ritva, v'hadak amar lo yiska pirish mipneishu kibali hanes bekadshim. The reason why you shouldn't is because you're not allowed to be nana from Kodshim, and therefore some say it's like a bechina of mitzah haba'ba there. You're not allowed. The Ritva of Firzaisen says this. He says, "V'hadam mina b'shefer shlamim kevin the lesbe me'ila b'isura koy." So there's no me'ila, but so therefore there's an isur. Frak the Ritva kashali mikal makam hatakabe. So what? There's no me'ila, so you did an isur. So what? Omali avid be isura oloy. Gave in the labor in and shafer shalai. There's no din of lachem by shafer. The yatsa by shafer shal kadiz of yushami. The yishleim redim ikal mokim. At this stage, we think ikan yishum mitzah habar ba'aveira. We think it's a problem of mitzah habar ba'aveira because there still is an iser. Say nechanami, after everything is done, the aura goes to the kahanim, the shafer, the kanaim go to the kahanim. But at this stage, before that's been done, then we say that there still is an Isser involved, and we think therefore there might be a mitzah bava aveira consideration. So at this stage we say that because the me'ila does not kick in until after the tkiya, therefore echadzeh echadzeh lo yatzeh. That's what the Gemara originally thinks, but the Gemara says finally hada amar, he retracted and he said no. Echadzeh echadzeh yatza. Mitzvahs lavli hanes nitnu. In both cases, we say one is yatza, because mitzvahs lav lihanes nitnu. Says Rashi, famous words of Rashi, lam loy lihanes nitnu li Yisrael li yis kiyumam lehem hano ela l'oil al tzavareim nitnu. They were given as an oil, kalakoyles. Yeah, they were given to us the oil al tzavareinu. That is the way we view mitzvahs in a halachic sense, right? And therefore, the heftz of a mitzvah is not considered to be any type of hano. And therefore, bichlal says the Gemara, there is no shayla echadze v'echadze yotzo. I mean, there's no milas, pas nish mila. Mila is if you're nene, a shava pruta's worth, and so on. There's no hana over here, because you've been yotzi a mitzvah. Mitzvah's lovely, hanes nitzno, and therefore, in both cases, you are going to be yotzi. I'm reviewed up. Bishofa shel avid zara loy yiska. The imtaka yotzi. When it comes to the shofa of avid zara, one is not allowed to be tekea lechatrila. The imtaka yotzi. If you are, you are. You are yotzah. Beshevishal irnidachas lo yiskavim taka lo yotzah. My time irnidachas ketuse michta shiurei. By irnidachas, where being that the din is it's lusreifakoi, being that it's lusreifakoi, any time where there is a requirement of a shiur and something is oimed lusreifa, we say ketuse michta shiurei. We had this in Sukkah in the third parak. And by Yishal Shal Yenidachas is Psula. We said the same reason because of Ketusi Mechthashir. Rashi says, the first Rashi, Vimtaka Yotza. When it comes to the Shefa of Avodah Zarah Layiska, Vimtaka Yotza, because Mitzvah Lam Lihonis Nitznu. Whereas by Yenidachas, Ketusi Mechthashir, Tahalas Reitakoi, Ukasar of Domi. Anything which is on a path of Shefa is considered already now. Like it's Kasaro, Vishifer by Shir, like we said before, Kadeshir Zenavi Adavir, Lakan, Lakan. And therefore, it's considered already right now as if it is lacking its Shir. The Ritva says over here, so if the din is that you're always going to be Yetza with the Shefer Shalavay the Zara, because Mitzvah Lav Lihanes Netanu, so, but nevertheless, the Gemara says, La Yiska, you're not allowed to, you shouldn't do it. So the Ritva, why? Exactly. Zok the Ritva, mil sepsik tektoni leyiska lechatchila, afilu lacher bitul. Even if the girl is mevatel it, mishum demois, because it's considered to be disgusting. Vimtaki yotza, afilu kaidem bitul. So in both cases, it is either post bitul, you shouldn't use it lechatchila, that which your yotza is even pre bitul, because of because Mrs. Lavi Hannes Nitznu, and so on. And the Ritva just goes on to say that the raya that we're speaking over here before Bittl, I mean, you might have said in Takiyatsa, maybe it's because he was Mavatalit. Says the Ritva, no. The haraya the kodim Bittl ktani, the hadum yadir nidachas ktani, she'ema Bittl. Irnidachas is a city which it's been paskened on the city. It's in Irnidachas. And Irnidachas is an Irshal Yisrael. By Irshal Yisrael, there is no Bittl. So it must be referring to that it's even pre-Bittl. And we say the reason why you can do it akopanim b'di'evid is because it misses lovely honest nitzu. Amara, amuda anami chaveira, a person makes a nether from his friend, that he's not going to be nana from him. Mutil iskei aloy tkirshal mitzvah. So Reuven makes a nether from Shimon. Reuven says, tell Shimon, I am not going to be nana from you, Shimon. Shimon is allowed to be tekea for Reuven, and Reuven is able to be yatsi shriyev. As Rashi says, the time of the kulu, so it's not considered that the Shema is getting hana. Hamuder hana. I'm sorry.
Why can't we say when he starts blowing, he's not mekayem mitzvah yet. When he starts blowing at the beginning,
right.
That's for that split second.
Right.
There's no mitzvah.
And there's no hana.
There's no hana.
There's definitely no hana. The only tzad to say is that he's being nana mitzad, the fact that he's been mekayim his mitzvah. Of them, Zog the Gemara, even that is not considered. That's for sure. Amudu ana mishofer, so to a person makes a neder, they're not going to be nana from this chafta from the shofer. Why do we say, mutter liskeya by it, one is allowed to be tekeya with it, tkeya shal mitzvah. The Amarava. Hamuda Hanami Rave Rai Mazala Mehatas Bimesak Shamim Avaloi Bimesakama. So again, Reuven makes an edit from Shimon, saying he's not going to be nana from Shimon. Shimon is allowed to sprinkle. He's allowed to be maza on him at mechatas, which is mayim mixed with eighth of paradum and so on. He's allowed to be maza and mechatas in the winter, when it's not so gishmak to be spritzed with water. It's cold. Have a loy b'meisachama, not in the summer months, where there it's very pleasurable, it's enjoyable. Hamudra hano mimayon. A person makes a nether that he's not going to be nana from a mayon. So we say tevil boy tefila shal mitzvah b'meisach shamim. He's allowed to immerse in the mayon. He's tamei. He needs to be mitar himself. It's freezing cold. He's allowed to go in there. That's fine. Avloi b'meisach hamo, but he's not able to do so b'meisach hamo. If you look at Rashi. We said Chaver Mazalav Yimesak Hashem She'ein Kan Elo Hanos Kiyam Hamitzvah U'mitzvus Loi Nitnu Lihanes Aval Loi Yimesak Hama De'ika Hanos Haguf, because there is also the Hanah of the Guf. Now it's important to mention there's a well known Machlokes Ran and Rashba in Maseches Nedarim Daf Tezvav Amud Beis. The Ran says, and the Ran's Raya is from our sugya, from this Gemara. The Ram says that even though we say mitzvahs la'avihanis nitnu, like Rashi said, that la'avihanis nitnu Yisrael yis kiyumam lahem hana. Those words are important. We don't view the kiyum of a mitzvah as hana. Says the Ram, fine. The kiyum of a mitzvah is not considered to be hana, but if there's some peripheral pleasure which the person is getting, okay, that's an issue. And he says the raya is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chaf Ches, which says Hamudra Ano Amimayon. The person says I'm not going to be nana from this spring. So, and the fellow's tamei. So when it's freezing cold in the winter, he's allowed to go in there. It's freezing. It's not gishmak, but he can't go in the summer because there's another hana which he's getting. Eina hanami the mitzvah of tahara heisnishkan hana. But it's very gishmak. He's going in the water. That's something else. So that he's not covered with that. So therefore, says the Ran, it's osur, and this is my raya. Says the Rashba, no. You can, right? It's fine. And be'etzim, you, if you're tamei, you can go in the mayon. Saibim meisach gishamim, saibim meisach hama. And the Gemara says nishta. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to go in there in the summer. Says the Rashba, this is kind of similar to what you were saying, a similar type of thing. The Rashba says like this. A person jumps in the spring in the mayon, so it's 40 degrees outside, boiling hot. So once he jumps in, he's tahar. Ah, now you're still there after you've already been nitah, shay nitah giving. You've already become tahar, and you're still there. That's the reason. It's just like a practical reason why you can't do it. But be'etzim, so it comes at a very interesting machlokes in how we view. It's like the Rashba seems to be saying, if a person is tamei and they're going in the spring, and imagine they go in the spring for a split second, however long it's necessary, and then they would be ejected immediately afterwards, or the temperature would immediately change, it's fine. Even though he got a geshmak from the fact that, oh, it's very nice. In other words, the kiyum, that the maisa mitzvah is so strong that it kind of overshadows anything else. Well, the fact that any type of a zaitika hana bishas maisa bivas achas at the exact same time, I don't have to be mischashiv with that. It's just that a split second afterwards, and that's the way he does it.
The one day that the person becomes two when he emerges from the mitzvah. According to that, then he will become two until he's actually dead.
That's an interesting point. Yeah, they are medag that lashon. When a person comes out of the mikvah, he becomes star. But that is. It's interesting when you look at Rashi. Again, that's what I wanted to say to Rashi. You know, Rashi said that we said that you can be mazda b'meisak Hashem she'ein kan ella hanos kiyum hamitzvah. If it's cold, a cold wind today, the only thing which is there is a kiyum mitzvah. There is no hanah. But in the summer, that there is hanos kuf. To me, it's much more like the Ran. So the Rashi is saying much more derech the Ran. There is also another hana. You have to be mischashiv with that. That That is going to be a problem. Okay, let's just see a couple more minutes. Says the Gemara like this: Shalchulei la'avu edishmuel, kafayu va'achol matzah. They force him, and he eats matzah. Yotza, kafayu man. Says the Gemara, who forced him? Ilei mekafayu shade. If he was possessed by a demon, meaning the guy, he's not normal, and he gets possessed. Vatanya itim chalam itim hashet. If a person is at times sane and at times insane, kishu chalam arei kipikeh l'chol devarav. Whilst he is sane, then whatever he does when he's sane works. Kishu sheta arei kishet l'chol devarav. Once he loses himself during that period, he's a sheta. So if he ate the matzah when the shade was forcing him, then it doesn't work. Amrav Ashi, what does it mean? Shekfayu parsiim. Zok Rashi. So this is already a big maramakam. We're saying that if the Parsi forced him to eat a kezayis of matzah, he very much wanted to ensure that this fraid is being mekayim his mitzvah matzah, and he forces him to eat. So we say yotza, you are yotza. So, Amarav, Zaysimeres, what are you saying? Hatekel Ishir Yotza. If you're saying that you don't need to have any kavana for the mitzvah, Haraya, the fellow shoves it down your throat, you didn't have kavana for the mitzvah and your Yotza, Vaistai, Hatekel Ishir Yotza. The person takes care to make a nice sound, he's Yotza. Says the Gemara, Pshita, Hanach, of course, I mean, that is it. Says going on, Mao de Dema Hossam Achal Matzah Amrachmana Va Achal. You might have thought that when it comes to Achilles Matzah, the only thing the Torah says is do a Trukana Maisa of Achilles Matzah. Eat it. Just eat it. That's all you need to do, nothing else. Rashi says, Venene Bachilase. The Maisa, he was Nene. Rashi points out an important point. Hilka Lav Mis Aseku. You might say, okay, but he wasn't thinking of eating it, and therefore he's a misasik. No. Shrei afle inyan chiyav chatas, I mean a misasik v'chalav v'arai is chayiv shekei nena. There's no p'tur, there's no din of misasik. Misasik usually means, if I'm totally oblivious to something, person backs into the wall, he backs into a light switch. That's not a shaygig. Shaygig is, I know that it's Shabbos, I thought it's mutter, and it's asr. Or I have in mind to flip the switch, but I thought it's Sunday. Here, the fellow just backs into a light switch. The fellow is trying to lift up a carrot, a detached carrot, and he ends up, right, pulling up a carrot which is attached. That's misasik. When you're involved in something totally different, you might have thought over here there's a din misasik, and that Rashi says, no, there's no din misasik if you are nana. Abul hacha, but when it comes to shofar, you might think it's different. Why? Because what does the pasuk say? Zichron trua ksiv. It says zichron trua, meaning, and therefore a person needs to be cognizant, he needs to be aware. It has to be a zikaron, he needs to understand what's going on. Zichron trua ksiv, hai mis asik ba'almahu, and this fellow was a mis asik. Kamash malon, we say, nevertheless, he's yetzer. And she says, and we'll pick this up tomorrow, Kamash malon, the avul gav, the mis asik hu, yotzer. The mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana. This is the opening to this sugya over here in Rosh Hashanah of mitzvahs tzriches kavana. Okay, pick it up tomorrow.
How can we say that he has?